For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Zach Hurst from the Much Foundation. How are you, buddy?
Doing wonderful, man. Doing wonderful.
Yeah, man. I never know what to expect when you have a guest in that you haven't met before, but you are a breath of fresh air, my friend.
Well,
you are, we are getting along like champions, even off the air.
I want honest opinion, though.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Of you?
No, not of me as a man, as a guest.
The voice is nice. Yeah. The voice is really
He's
nice.
He's a good-looking guy, too.
Yeah. Like, articulate.
He could definitely have some sexual misconduct and people would let him slide. That's how good-looking.
Here's
not
a real question.
Nope, not a bit.
More stylish.
I'm a very well-spoken Native American.
I like that.
Zach Hurst or Styles G. White? Because they both are the only guests to come in studio in a suit.
They look good.
They do.
Both look good.
They smell good. They look good.
They're good from a different different perspective. You know what I mean?
One's black, one's white.
Basically. Well, one's an ex, Tampa Bay Buccaneer.
Former, I think they
I know,
like
he
to
don't
say.
Like to say it. He don't like when I say ex. Yeah, he's a former Tampa Bay Buccaneer. And Zach, he does other things.
Other things, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'd like helping to thank you. Kids. Yeah.
Yes.
Because I'd like to thank you for burying my media career for the next 3 years.
You got
been
it.
A great appearance so far.
No problem. All the allegations are coming out now. I love what you guys do at the Much Foundation. And explain, you said before that you go out to the hospitals and you try to make kids happy that are going through tough times, having major surgeries, dealing with disease, things that it just breaks your heart. You see kids going through this stuff or anybody going through it, but kids, it really hits home. So I think it's our responsibility to, even if you don't have children, it's our responsibility to try to make this, to lighten the load on these kids that are going through this stuff. And I've done a lot of things with different children's organizations. Any chance I can, we try to help here. So when I talked to Joe, when he was on the show, Joe Davison from Stranger Things 2, if you guys remember that episode he was on, and he told me about your foundation, I perked right up. I go, how can we get involved? How can we help the Much Foundation? And that's when he got me a hold of, got me in touch with you. Now, what is a normal event for you guys? How does it go down? Like, I know you got one coming up. It's a holiday party that's coming up later. It's this weekend, correct? Mm-hmm. Or Friday night?
Yeah,
Friday night.
Friday night and Saturday night.
How many of these a year are you getting out? And how hard is it to put these things together?
Okay, if we were to try to figure out how many events we did a year, that's something I can't do
right
at the desk in your radio show because there's too many of them.
Exactly.
Last weekend, our cast members who are involved with us and several other really incredible organizations in the area, they're hashtagging one after the other until it gets to the point that they're looking way more haggard, way more tired, and they're saying, fifth event of the weekend.
Right.
These are people that are going out every single weekend. They're hitting as many possible appearances and events, as many different ways that they can interact with a family or a child's life to try to bring them right now some holiday cheer. The rest of the year, a normal event for us consists of something that's pretty simple. We'll work with a local charity.
Right.
They're a family support group. Everybody out there listening right now to Johnny B, I just want to say something. This whole group right here, this whole crew, Anna and Johnny and Ryan and all of them, for all of the great comedy, for all of the sarcasm, for all of that dark crust they put on themselves, the heart of this team and the heart of all of us out there is to try to do the best we can for our community.
Absolutely.
So I identified our children as an area that maybe if all of us worked together, we could do something for.
Absolutely.
I spent years going into hospitals and working with families and working with kids, and we'd go in as Batman and Wonder Woman and Iron Man and Tony Stark and all the different characters, Disney princesses.
And that's what we really didn't touch on yet, and that is really the key to this foundation is you have these cosplayer characters. I mean, every superhero and villain and comic book character you could think of. And these are high quality, too. I've seen pictures of the events. And they volunteer their time to go out, and nothing brightens up a kid like to see Batman walk into his room or Superman walk into his room.
Well, you got to realize these people are all individuals that have full-time jobs.
Right.
And none of our people are making $500,000, $600,000 a year. These are people who are working in your post offices, are working in your public schools, are working as these people are working hard all week, sometimes 60, 70 hours a week. They will leave their job apologizing to us. We're so sorry we couldn't get off until 6:30. We'll be there as soon as we can to be able to make it to an event that's going to have an impact on a child.
Right.
We started a couple of you guys. We started in January of 2015.
Yeah.
Wrap your head around that for a second.
That is
January
crazy.
Of 2015.
Yeah.
We started with 45, what we called volunteers at the time. We now have over 430 members in the Tampa Bay area. I've got 119 approved costumed cast members that are going in and dealing with these children every month. And they are the most dedicated, caring, loving people you could imagine. But you see, all of our costumers, all of our cast members, everybody that's going out and spending time with these kids, they're the outer skin. They're the shield from the rest of the world of what's actually happening and occurring within the Much Foundation. They're there to bring hope and a smile and something special to that child's night, but they're identifying the families that need technology. They need something that insurance can't provide.
Right.
Our real job behind the scenes, where it gets all strange and mysterious, we develop new robotic limbs. I'm developing a new video game system that actually only works on blind children.
That is nuts.
That's pretty crazy.
Yeah. That is nuts. And by the way, I'm looking at a picture of the Flash. Is he ever late to an event? Because there's no excuse for that.
He's never, ever good. Late, but he always leaves early. It's weird.
That's right. Now, is it your company that's developing these limbs? Are you working with the company that's doing all that? How is that working out? Because you have all these, like you said, these inner workings that are happening. Like you said, the superheroes going out to the hospitals and things like that. It's just a small percentage of the bigger picture of what you guys are doing.
My job comes down to I have to identify where I can pull different companies and organizations together to pull technology off the shelf.
Right.
Where they can put it together and make a new piece of technology that is going to change the world for this child and other people like them.
So you're like a charitable Tony Stark, like a real life one.
I've been called that a few
times. I like it.
Yeah. My favorite thing I've ever been called is the Walt Disney of pediatric medicine.
That's awesome.
I love it. I absolutely love it because it is what we're really doing. So
yeah.
we work with a man named Easton LaChapelle. Easton LaChapelle sounds like a really cool name, right?
Sounds like a good dish.
Sounds like a really cool thing, right?
Yeah.
He's a young guy. He was 19 when I met him. He was raised in a little tiny town called Durango, Colorado, with 1,200 people there.
Nice.
He's a 19-year-old kid. From the time he was 14, he was building robotic limbs in his bedroom out of Legos.
Wow.
Yeah.
Super smart.
This guy
just
called me last week and said, I can't believe this. I'm getting off a plane in Rome. I said, why? He says, the Vatican City just granted me an audience. They want to give me an award.
Welcome
me into the pantheon of the ancient scientists who had technological innovation. We get to do some really incredible things.
That's exciting, man. That is amazing. We had a phone call right here. Let's go to Pam. What's up, Pam?
Hey, how are you guys doing tonight? I'm just driving home from a shrine event.
The Shriners.
You guys talking about the Much Foundation. And, my husband and son are both Shriners, and I'm in one of the latest Shrine organizations. But we've seen you guys out at several events, and just it's amazing how you interact with the kids and the amount of joy you bring to the events that we have gone to. And I just want to say thank you for all of the things that you do and for your the cosplayers taking the time to, number one, create costumes that just blow the kids away. They're like, that is really, you know, Darth Vader there, or, you know, Wonder Woman, or the Disney princesses. And it's so professionally done that it just brings, it's amazing to me what they do. And then to spend the time to be out there at so many of the Shrine events that we've been to, and I just want to say thank you for for doing that and the additional work that I'm now hearing that you're doing as well.
Well, Pam, thank you so much for calling in and saying that, because our partnership with the Shriners and being able to work with those children is one of the most important partnerships that we've developed since we started. The Shriners Hospital for Children here in Tampa is an organization that provides not only burn recovery and surgical recovery, but also technological recovery for children who are in this area. And the incredible thing about the Shriners is that the Shriners Hospital, right there next to the college, right here in Tampa, they provide all of their services to their children with absolutely zero cost. The parents don't have to worry about insurance. They don't have to worry about raising money. If your child is accepted by the Shriners, they are going to treat that child as if it's their very own. And I got to tell you, Pam, I am so honored to be able to be included in a partnership with the Shriners. And I really appreciate you.
Yeah, thank you, Pam. Appreciate that. Yeah. And thank you for doing what you do also. That's awesome.
Oh, thank you. And our Tampa Hospital is one of the top-notch ones in terms of
it is.
That they do, and the other thing that they recently added was a concussion unit. They're doing a lot of great studies there too. So, well, we'll look forward to seeing you out there soon. I know we've got the East-West Shrine Game coming up, and some of
we'll be there. Well, track me down and make friends with me on Facebook. Okay.
Okay.
I'll be out there too, Pam.
Thank you, Pam.
All right, bye, Pam. Thank you.
Take care.
I go to that game every year.
Do you?
Yeah.
Oh, we do the East West Shriners event with all the players and the coaches and stuff every year.
I've done a few events for the Shriners, and I'm completely on board with that. What they do, it's amazing.
A lot of our children, because you were talking about, it's what the heck do you guys actually do?
Right.
A lot of our children that we've worked with have come directly from a partnership with the Shriners, because the Shriners have to work with thousands of children with a very limited donated budget.
Right.
I get the opportunity to, like you said, go play Tony Stark.
Uh-huh.
Well, when I'm allowed to play Tony Stark on an individual child's needs, we create things like a $180,000 robotic limb.
Yeah.
That gives them, this is a whole long series of words, but I want to say this on the radio because it's really important.
I want to hear
it,
and your voice is going to be really good.
Is it going to be good?
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
We've had the ability to take the time to give a little girl who's had wonderful tools built for her by the Shriners Hospital, but she has never had a hand.
Yeah.
Not one time. We have built for her a 5-digit, 4 fingers, a thumb, fingernails at the end of each finger.
That's
that
crazy.
Are interchangeable, haptic response biofeedback within the hand to let her know when she picks up a Dixie cup whether or not she's going to crush it or not. Microprocessor controlled, servo actuated robotic limb. It is 10 years ahead of anything that anybody else has designed in the world. Every video you see, all of those pretty beautiful things, we've exceeded that by over a decade.
That's badass.
We are providing this for our children and adults around the world at no charge to the end user. It is a $180,000 limb. Corporations pay us the $4,000 to $5,000 it costs us to create it. And you know what the really incredible thing about it is? We get somebody that shows up at one of our labs all over the world. They feed their existing arm into the scanning. When they get their new limb, the outside of the new limb matches their fingers, their hands, their fingerprint, their arm. The most incredible part of it is a 15.5-hour fabrication process from start to finish.
That's nothing.
We have revolutionized the entire industry of robotic limbs.
Wow.
All because I've got people like Jason Raleigh and I've got all of these incredible, wonderful people. I'm not even going to try to name all you guys. I love you. But we've got hundreds of people that are out there who are showing up every single weekend, 4, 5, 6 times a weekend, serving time in their costumes, spending time with a kid.
That's so
awesome.
And
we get to find the child that we can do something like that for. That's where we really get to sit back and say, my God, how honored we are to be a part of all of this.
Yeah, we're speaking with Zach Hurst from the Much Foundation. You guys have this weekend coming up, Friends Down Syndrome Holiday Party. Explain how people can get involved with that and where it's going to be and everything else.
And that's why you are the consummate radio host.
Well,
thank you for bringing that in.
Mm-hmm.
What we're doing right now, we've done it for a little less than a week now. We're doing it all the way through to Friday the 15th. So we have all the way through from now, guys, everybody out there listening, from now only until Friday, we are doing a toy drive We're doing a toy drive to be able to deliver presents to the children of Friends of Down Syndrome. The Friends of Down Syndrome is a support group that deals with kids from the moment they are born until they are well past adult age. And these families are able to get together and gain the resources they need to understand. You're 8 months pregnant. You know your child is going to have Down syndrome. Really
right.
Put yourself in that spot for a minute. What are you going to do? What is this disease? What is this? They think it's a disease. You know, what is this disease? What is this malformity? What is this terrible thing that's about to happen to our child? When they get involved with the Friends of Down Syndrome, they discover what Down syndrome really is. They discover the potential within the child. They discover the joys of raising a human being that has Down syndrome instead of just the negatives.
Right.
And that's why I personally, every year, three times a year, show up at those events. So many events I can't make it to. I will never miss a Friends of Down Syndrome event. We're doing a toy drive so that we can give these kids some special presents this Saturday night. So everybody that's out there driving around in the Pinellas County, the Hillsborough County area, we've got this place called the Waypoint Tavern, Waypoint 6 Tavern. They're on Almerton Road in the Clearwater Largo area.
Right.
They're running a toy drive right now where every single one of those toys is going to go directly from the box you're putting it in inside of their tavern into a child's hands.
Awesome.
And that's happening this week. So I want everybody to do me a favor. When you're on Almerton Road, just down past Starkey, past the Anheuser-Busch factory.
Yeah.
It is 9057, 9057. It's an easy number. It kind of rings. It rolls off the lips. 9057.
Everything rolls off your lips. Jesus, man. Good God. I want you to narrate my life like every day. I want to wake up and be like, Johnny B. hit the snooze button three times before finally crawling his big ass into the bathroom. We're going to put the address and the link to the whole event up on the Johnny B. Show Facebook. Page.
Drop by, drop off some gifts because this is going directly to the kids. And you know what the great thing is? If you get a whole bunch of gifts in, you got hundreds of gifts, and you're giving them to all these kids. Well, then you got to bring in all your cast members, your volunteers. You got to wrap them all. We're not doing that. We are putting the huge velvet bags onto the backs of our Supergirl, our Batgirl,
nice.
Our Wonder Woman, our Batman, and they're going to go in. And just like Santa Claus used to when we were all little kids and we go to the special event. Some of us. Okay, you've been pretty good so far, but try not to. Yeah, well, for your wonderful Hanukkah children.
You know what I was really hoping you were about to say?
What? Oh, God, help me.
We're not wrapping these presents. We actually have robot arms wrapping it all. Woo! Unbelievable. You know how many presents they wrap in 2 seconds?
No, a hero is literally going to reach into that bag and pull out the right present for that child and hand it to them.
That is so cool, man.
It's a good moment.
You get me all misty right now. That is so cool. So how long is this event going on every day? Is there a certain time people can come out, and when does it end?
Waypoint 6 during the weekdays is usually open by 4 o'clock, and they work all the way through. They're actually a tavern, full liquor bar.
Awesome.
They've got great food. Oh, by the way, Waypoint?
Yeah.
Waypoint. They have 15 television screens in there. There isn't sports playing on one of them. It's all Ghostbusters and Star Wars and Star Trek.
Awesome.
That's fantastic. On all the walls.
Nerdgasm.
It's collectible comic books and great personal art.
That
from
sounds
local
awesome.
Artists.
Yeah.
It's amazing. Go in there and get yourself some Bantha Milk. Any of your listeners right now that just understood what Bantha Milk is, they're going in there.
Yeah, they're definitely not having sex right now.
Oh, my God.
Well, I'm just saying.
Did you really just go for that?
That's my bad, dude.
You know, nerds are sexy.
I like nerds.
Geeks are sexy.
I am a nerd.
I would like to think I'm kind of sexy.
No, you are.
I'm the king of the nerds.
You make me feel
I'm like the head nerd.
Are you really?
I run the Much Foundation.
Go nerds!
But yeah, go into Waypoint 6 and they even have a Much Burger on their menu.
That's sweet.
$1 for every burger goes to the
really?
Much Foundation.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
Zach Hurst, Much Foundation, thank you so much for coming in. And thank you from all the B-holes and all the listeners out there and us. Thank you for what you do. That's super awesome, man. Like, way more awesome hearing it from you than when I was reading it on the Facebook page and everything else. You guys out there, make sure you get out. If you're doing great things this weekend, I know a lot of people are doing a lot of great charitable stuff. Ryan Adams and the Scrum Sports is having a toy drive on Sunday. I was involved in a toy drive over the weekend. Drew saved Christmas on Friday.
Yes.
Danielle saved Christmas on Friday. Everybody's in that mode. This is a great time to get involved with the Much Foundation. So we'll put all the links up on the Johnny B. Show page. We'll tweet it out. Thanks, buddy, for coming in. Really do appreciate it. And come back anytime you have something you want to promote.
Are you kidding me? I'm really looking forward to hanging out with you guys again. This was-
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.